It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Now it's time for another Guy Benson Show, Benson Bite, where we bring you the day's most interesting interviews in a bite-sized package. For the full episode, visit GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Joining us now is our first of two female guests this hour, both of whom are joining me from Charleston. We're here at the same symposium. Carrie Urban later in the hour with legal analysis on the Trump trial. But now it's Katie Pavlich, editor of townhall.com, my colleague there, and a Fox News contributor, my colleague here as well. Katie, great to see you here and have you here on the program as well.
Hey, Guy. Great to be on your show, as always. Thank you.
So I want to talk a bit about what we heard earlier today. But before we get to that, if I'm not mistaken, you were at the White House Correspondents' Center. I saw you in some fabulous outfits. How was all that?
Well, I'm glad you thought my outfit was fabulous. I did as well. I got to wear my tuxedo that's in my closet because I didn't have time to actually go shop for anything else, so it came in clutch. The dinner was great. It was fun to be with my Fox News colleagues. Had a little bit of an interesting entrance with all the pro-Hamas folks in their masks, you know, braving the streets to say that we were complicit in a genocide that's not going on. So that was interesting, but yeah. It was a fun night. And of course, you know, you're in a room full of very far left media members, but I'm glad to be part of the other side of the political spectrum to diversify the crowd. And it was a good time.
So I had heard that fellow Fox News contributor Caitlyn Jenner was in attendance and really got harassed by the Hamas crowd, which is interesting, you could call that very transphobic, actually, by their own rules. But Caitlyn Jenner, from what I heard, was like audibly groaning at some of the lefty stuff happening at the dinner, like having none of it. She's like in her 70s and like no time for BS.
Yeah, I wasn't that close to that table, so I'm not sure. But I do believe that Caitlyn Jenner flipped off the pro-Hamas people on her way in. So there you go.
Yeah, kind of channeling a sentiment felt by so many, I would say.
Yeah, it's like, thank you for doing what the rest of us maybe might be feeling a little bit.
Just a little bit. All right, Katie, so you and I are at this event here in Charleston, and a lot of it is, you know, off the record, so we don't have to get into everything too detailed. But we sat through a presentation about the threat of communist China to the United States. And intellectually, I have known for a long time this is a very serious issue. This is why I've been supportive, for example, of the legislation forcing big changes around TikTok. That's like a no-brainer to me. The list goes on. But sitting there and listening to people who know, right, people who have served at very high levels in the intelligence community, in the Trump administration. I'm going to try to get one of them on this show. We'll see if I can convince him to come on. But I'm just wondering, broad strokes, did you share the sense of alarm that I had over the course of an hour just hearing some of the stories about what the Chinese not only are planning to do but have already done in this country?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's highlighting what they've been able to infiltrate through the naivete of people who are supposed to be in charge and protecting the communities in which they serve, you know, public officials, politicians, governors of states, mayors of towns. And, you know, publicly we've seen China trying to buy up all this farmland next to military installations. And we, of course, have also seen them just buying swaths of farmland broadly, you know, infiltrating academia, all kinds of things. And the thing that stands out to me is that when they make these moves, there isn't a lot of questioning about why. And the Chinese Communist Party is given the benefit of the doubt in terms of what their intentions are, as if maybe they're just doing it for a peaceful purpose, when it's obvious to me that if China is buying up land right next to military installations, when they're stealing intellectual property on how to maintain efficient agriculture in our farmlands, when they're smuggling viruses back to China, we've seen a number of academics get arrested for that, that is not something that deserves the benefit of the doubt. It obviously, it is a combative relationship. And yet you have all these decisions being made by people in the U.S. to tolerate some of the things that China wants to do for convenience reasons. Sometimes they benefit financially from these endeavors that the Chinese are trying to implement throughout the country. So, again, going back to the biggest standout for me is just that, you know, China does not have a peaceful interest in mind. The things they're doing inside the country are to serve them in a military way down the road, and they're very patient. Might not be tomorrow, might not be in 4 years, might be in 20 years, but they're not doing it for the sake of establishing a footprint in the United States for the sake of embracing American values. They're doing it to eventually take us on.
Yeah, and supplant us in the world, and maybe worse, because, I mean, and you're saying some of the actions that have been taken by the Chinese have been aided and abetted by people in this country, including in leadership positions, out of some combination of naivete, I think is the kindest word. Mm-hmm. I would say laziness. I would say stupidity. I would say ignorance. I would say greed. Like, there's a combination of reasons, but, and maybe we can get into this if I'm able to secure this guest, and I'm going to try, one of the gentlemen who briefed us today, the degree to which they are, I don't think it's even disputed, they are trying to set up a scenario under which if there was a war, or if they really felt like they needed to destabilize or defeat the United States, they could do so pretty easily without even really firing a shot from any sort of gun. They could do things to our infrastructure, to our water supply,
right,
to our electrical grids, to our ability just to have a normal life, and also to our supply chains for things that we need, like medicines and all sorts of other things. They could destabilize or even paralyze us if we don't actively reverse. It's not like we've got to prevent some things. We have to reverse what they've already done in this country. And I mean, I just had a few different holy bleep moments sitting there today saying, okay, China's not just a talking point, and it's not just, you know, the virus and then TikTok and, you know, the Confucius Institutes and a few other things that are pretty well known. It goes much deeper and is much broader than that. So I just wanted to put that out there, and hopefully we'll get one of these experts on the show. But relatedly, Katie, in the time that we have left, I'm sure you've been watching this. Our colleague Bill Malugin has been all over it, of course. The not just, you know, small uptick or notable uptick, but the soaring numbers of Chinese nationals entering the country illegally that we know of, not including all the gotaways, of course. When you marry that story, the border crisis and the tens of thousands of Chinese coming across the border illegally, with some of these other things about Chinese infiltration and CCP espionage and that kind of thing, I mean, it makes the border crisis seem perhaps even more urgent than it already is, as, by the way, we're seeing close to 1,000 known gotaways a day. Again, we're up to that level. I mean, it's an issue that clearly has not gone away at all. We're focusing on all sorts of other insanity, like on campuses and that kind of thing. Border crisis just raging on the whole time.
Yeah, raging on. Thousands of people pouring into the country every single day. We have no idea who they are. We do know that many of them have nefarious purposes, especially the ones who come into the country and don't turn themselves in. But on the broader China issue, you know, having now tenfold Chinese nationals illegally crossing the border, you're wondering what their intentions are. China has infiltrated every single level of society, of government, of academia in the United States, whether it's the local level, the state level, the federal level. And it's like a cancer that is very difficult to get out. And if people don't realize soon that this will not end well, it's not going to end well at all. And then, of course, you layer on top of it the border crisis, which is being exploited not only by China, which is working, of course, with Mexican cartels and other bad actors, but by other nefarious governments around the world to send people here to surveil, to get information for them, to do things that will benefit their aspirations against the United States.
Oh, and also all the terror watch list people, hundreds of them that have been actually caught. We have no idea who the nearly 2 million gotaways are. And then, I mean, not to mention the cartels, the drugs, the human trafficking, the human suffering and all of that. I mean, it's just a disaster. And we haven't talked about it that much in the last week or so on the show because there's so much else going on. And yet it is still just flashing red. A lot of warning signs for the country right now. It feels like there's a lot at stake. Katie Pavlich, townhall.com, Fox News. Always enjoy it, Katie. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Talk to you soon.
We'll be right back.
That was yet another Benson Bite. For full episodes of The Guy Benson Show, go to GuyBensonShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.